Minchas Chinuch Shir, Tuesday night, Orla Tezayin Teves. We start with performance by our very own Yehoshua Mittman. And Yaakov's not here to hear it, but we are. And hold on.
That's cheating.
I'm not cheating. I
right.
Hey. Okay. Yeah. Let's go. One.
The rule of four that I'm familiar with.
One.
Anyway, one is you know, you got to do Puruvu.
Two.
And then Mila.
Three.
Gidanasha.
You have to eat Gidanasha?
No, it's awesome.
Okay. Four.
Kiddush HaKodesh.
Five.
Now, Shechitas HaPesach.
Six.
Achilas HaPesach.
Seven.
There's an Easter to eat it, Na or Bishul.
Eight.
There's an Easter of Nosar, right? Nosar.
Nine.
Now, let's see. I think eating matzah.
No.
So then, 1 minute. So Tashbosa. I mean, Tashbisu.
Yeah, 10.
Okay, after Tashbisu, so then a matzah. Now comes eating matzah.
Good, 11.
Okay, now that we're eating our matzahs, and now what are we going to do? Bayi matzah.
Good.
Easter Bayi matzah.
Good, 12.
Okay. Now, let's see. After Easter Bayi matzah comes... These people you can't feed it to? 1 minute. No? At 1 second. After buying matzah comes 1 minute. Not the people you can't feed it to. So it must come. I'm getting stuck. Wait, you can't feed it. No. Buying a matzah. And then we already did hashpasa. So it must be up to. Wait a minute. So where am I? There's a, not to eat, not to feed it to a. No, not up there yet, huh? Not to feed it to a.
It is not to eat.
Oh, okay. Oh, not to tarov. I always get tarov this one. Not to chametz in a tarov.
Good. 13.
I messed up on that. Not to feed it to mishumat.
14.
Not to feed it to a gan tosha.
What's a gan tosha if we're going to the chinuch?
What is it? It doesn't mean what we normally think of as gan tosha. It means somebody who's.
Right.
Who's. What? They're not keeping all the mitzvahs? A ger doesn't mean
the ger is not Jewish. The ger is not Jewish. The ger is probably a ger toshav, and the toshav is someone who's molvel like tavel. That's how the chinuch
learns. Oh, molvel tavel, take it.
No, molvel like tavel. He's not a Jew. He's in the process of becoming a Jew. And the ger toshav is, the ger toshav. But they're goyim. That's why it's lo lahachil.
Right.
15.
Ger is not really a ger. So now, let's see, we're getting really close to the end of this. So now before, I mixed up this, not at least for us, not to achutza. Easter to take in achutza.
Okay, 16.
Lo lishbor es etzem.
Good, 17.
And Arel, Easter of Arel.
Very good. Excellent.
It's that kind of
okay. Tarov. So we're up to number 19. We're up to number 18 now. I'm waiting for a day when, by the time you finish saying all the mitzvahs, we can go home already.
Yeah, right.
Mitzvah 18. And when I said this morning, I put on my tefillin and I said Kadosh Likol Bachor. I said, "Wow, that's what we're going to be learning tonight." The Mitzvah Shem, Mitzvah 18, Mitzvah Kiddush Bachor. So we're going to learn the Chinuch first, not the Minchas Chinuch, but the Chinuch, the Kadosh HaBachoros, and to make them Kadosh. Now, really, it's funny. It's interesting. He includes in this a Bechor Adam and a Bechor Behema. We're not actually Mekadish a Bechor Adam. We don't do anything. We don't. And a Bechor Behema, actually, you don't have to be Mekadish, although there is a Mandiyom a Mitzvah Lakdisho, but it's Kadosh Me'elos. So the mitzvah would be really more to treat it as kadosh, even though vayter by odom, we're not sure what it means. There's a separate mitzvah to be paida, the peter rechem of a person, but we're not sure what does it mean to make him kadosh. Do we really actually make a bechor kadosh in any sense before you paida him? You treat him like a kohen? No. So we'll see maybe in the minchas chinuch. But that's for sure. The pasuk kadoshi kol bechor peter kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael. But Adam uva behema lihu, so kadoshli goes on both. So kolomashiu kolam volodos on a lodim barishona all the children that are born first to their mother. There are miutim. Hello. Yeah, I'm in the middle of saying Shia quickly. What do you want? I can't. I have an appointment after the Shia. Call me after 9:30. I'm just saying in this pasuk it doesn't say Zachar. Kadashiko Bukhar Pentakov Rechim Ibn Yisrael, but don't buy me more Lihu, it doesn't say Zachar.
Because by the way, he said it. You call a brothers, you call us Zachar.
Well, he, don't try to make too much out of it. He says Hasacharim at the end of the sentence. Kodesh Lashem, we're not sure what that means by a person. Kadashiko Bukhar Pentakov Rechim Ibn Yisrael, but don't buy me more Lihu. Vedavka Behema. I knew Shor v'chesed v'eiz. So behema here literally means behema. Normally it includes chaya too. Here it only means behema, but lo chaya. There's no din b'chor. There's no din b'chor. The b'chor is not kodesh in a chaya, which is just as well because it can't be a karma. So can't be a karma. A chaya can never be a karma. Only behemas are karma. Only the nirdofim are karbanos. The Medrash says Hashem likes the nirdofim, not the roidfim. Hashem likes the persecuted, not the persecutor. And that's why all the behemoths that Hashem on the Mizbeach are all nirdofim. They're not predators. They don't go attack other animals. They're
domesticated.
Yeah, they don't go attack
Hashem. But a chaya can be a deer. It's not a predator. Right.
That's the Medrash. Why Hashem doesn't want chayas to be karmanos.
Ah, wow.
Medavka behema dainu shor v'kesuv ha'ez. Avalo chaya. Okay. We call behema tmeya, certainly not, but chamor. What? How do you read this?
Chamor levad.
We call behema tmeya chamor levad b'mitzvah zu. Oh. Even to the degree that you would say it's kadosh, I don't know. Interesting, because kadosh, I don't know. Well, a person b'chor, we don't know of any manifestation of his kedusha.
It can be worked.
We know by a b'chor, behem b'chor chamor, you have to redeem it. You know what?
Yeah, until a person either kills it or redeems it, can they work the chamor?
Oh, the chamor is also bana.
It is. So there is an achamim.
Well, there's
rather
machlag chanom about the chamor. If it starts being also bana, when you orafe it, when you chop off its neck, or right away, so you play there.
So it's right away.
Yeah. But I don't know, the Gemara doesn't talk about it mitzat kedusha. It's presented as an isser. It's kadosh. We're never talking about it. Okay, it's a good question. Maybe kedushas b'chor. What does that mean? You know, by a regular b'chor of an animal, it means it's a karma. Called b'chor. Okay. Dinyan mitzvah, the behemah Torah came. The mitzvah labayil mahadisho. You see, here there's a mitzvah to say it should be kadosh.
Yeah,
why ma'arez a kadosh?
That's like kedushas a pad. That what we call that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So when I was younger, this used to bother me a lot. What exactly is the person doing? Is he saying Zoran Tehillim? It's already kadosh.
Well, we say
so after a couple of years,
Kadosh Mibetan, is that the idea?
Yes, Kaddish. Yes. Why is there a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to say words? It's Kaddish already. So, what's the mitzvah like this? To say words? It doesn't have an effect. It doesn't make a chalois kedusha on the. We're talking about a regular bechor, a regular animal.
Is this the only case of such a matter?
What?
Is this the only case of something's really kadosh in the youth? I mean, I think kadosh and the Sanhedrin.
That's not a real kadosh, is it? That's just that's not a kadosh. And anyway, there the Gemara says on day 31, you don't have to make a kadosh be'elam. Anyway, nothing. I'm not even asking a kasha. I'm saying it bothered me for years. It bothered me, and then one day I woke up and I decided it's not fair. I just decided it's not fair. When you say, what's wrong with saying there's a mitzvah to make it kadosh, to declare harezer kadosh, it's a neder, the kedushas chal, when you say harezer kadosh. So there's a mitzvah to do that to a bechor. The kedusha's there already, and now it can have kedusha mitzad your dibur also. And like, what's wrong with that? It could have a kedusha because of two different sibos. Two different sibos. One is that the mitzvah that it was noilad peterechem, and the other siba for kedusha is your statement. Your statement, you know, even if, like, if your statement wouldn't be chagos, it's already a bechor. So that's also just wouldn't be chal because it's already a bechor. But really, your dibur has the power to evolve kedushas bechor on a bechor, even if it is already. So now there's another reason why your dibur can make it kadosh, even if it's kadosh already. What does that mean? It means that this thing has a reason to be kadosh now. It has a second reason. This object is kadosh now for two reasons, this animal. It's kadosh because it was born first, and it's kadosh because I said it should be kadosh. The owner made it into kadosh. Made it kadosh.
In the note, Aleph, he has Rosh Kasha. You know, I just right underneath the text, he answers, Mivnei Chavivus a mitzvah.
Where are you reading from?
The Aleph right under the text. Does not have that in his... Right under the text, no? This one.
What's the mitzvah?
Well, anyway, he has the Rosh Kasha, basically. He brings all the
courses. It's not a...
And he ends up by saying that it's Mekasho Kedushas Chavivus. Perush, Musa Yisrael Bavlad before Behemah, Tahar Lamar, Harem, Kudash Kedush before.
Who are you reading from?
This thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so he has the Rosh Kasha, and he basically answers it.
The same way that it's
called. He adds a little, I don't know where it's from. It's from,
which
that what? He says, Musa Yisrael Bavlad before Behemah, Tahora, Lomar, Harei, Mekudash, before, Afal Pishu Kadosh, Miatmo, Mitzvah, Vecholi, Mitne, Chavivus, a Mitzvah. That's his answer, is Chavivus, a Mitzvah, whatever that means.
Good, but that's not enough to say it should be chal, that you have to understand conceptually that it'll be chal. It's already kadosh, it'll be kadosh now for a second reason, beside a second reason. Now we're talking about it's an automatic carbon. Before it's an automatic carbon.
Kadosh means it doesn't really belong to
him. No, I mean, the definition of kedusha usually is associated with precious. It's not meant for me. It's muzman for something else. So it's muzman to be hektish. It's not muzman for me to use. You have to make it that it could live.
That's going on Futzlarts
That's what he's going to
die.
Well, we do it also. If it's not chatos hamesos, then it's a lot of times you have cases it's mura where the animal can't be brought, but it has no muk, so you have to let it stay overnight. It says. Comes puh.
That's mistah. It goes in the field and wanders until it gets a moon or something.
What?
I thought they would let the animal wander in the field until it's mistah, until it gets a moon. Until it's, you know.
Yeah, you should.
That could be one night?
Who said one night?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that I said
you leave it there until it gets a moon.
Until it gets a moon.
You're of your size.
Yeah, you're actually fine. And that's in Futsal itself?
What?
This is also in Futsal?
It's what Futsal?
No, it's by the Bukhor. He's saying that in Futsal, it's after...
apply this rule.
Yes.
Otherwise, there's no animal carbonus floating around. Bukhor is your best bet to have an animal carbon nowadays. We don't have... So there's a mitzvah like this. So the chayav loss is b'chol kahanim. It's a matnas kahuna. If they bring it as a carbon, yakriv l'chayav b'dam on his back, may moichel b'basam b'yushalayim. Okay. May the nice one be actually yivolei that matabel bo. The Israel has to take care of it a little, or else come babysitting. The behem adaka shloshim yom b'magasa chamishim yom. And he can't be makrivit.
It's not starved, it's just left to wander.
What?
It's not starved. It's just left to
wander around. No. There's no bellows before you lock it up. I don't understand. This is one thing I never, in all my years, I can't, understand this. So, shoot it. What do you think? Let it starve to death. Look, it's gruesome. It's going to be on the floor. It's going to be mooing away like it's crazy to get some water in its parched throat. It seems so... absolutely cruel, chas v'shalom, but at least by a person you say v'chol yisrael, v'chol yisrael yishmu v'yirol v'lo yizidu note. Let everybody watch, let everybody see, let everybody. V'chol yisrael yishmu v'yirol v'yart aromik yirbecha. Oh, he says such a lush one, you give me some. By an animal.
That
seems so disproportionate. Well, what are you gaining out of it already?
That's a lot, right? In the Torah?
To do what?
To be, what's it called? The animals, to be mean to animals. To,
we pass on some of the chayim as your rights, so yes.
Yeah. Is this only in Futsar or even in Eretz Yisrael? It's Noah Dela.
Yeah, and what?
For Abby Alexander.
Yeah.
When? He just sits here. He just didn't want to bother the rock.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What do you mean? Chatos Hamesos.
What? The Chutzar is Ain on Mikdash, Noah Dela Sushan Mesos. It's only in Chutzar?
We're going to learn later that a Bechor born in Chutz Laaretz is not brought as a carbon.
But on the other hand, he's not just a regular animal.
What?
But on the other hand, he's still...
The Gemara is a list of Chatos HaMesos. Have you heard of that? The local Moshe Moshe, Chatos HaMesos. You can't be pulled to them.
Okay.
Even if they get a mum, you can't be pulled to them. They have to be left to die.
Okay.
A Bechor in Chutz Laaretz, Chleikus or Shaila, the Chinuch is going to say later, like the Mandi Yomer, that a Bechor Chutz Laaretz cannot be brought as a karma. In Eretz Yisrael, If you can't deal with him as a carbon, if it's not a chatos amesos, so you can let it run around and get a mum. Then you can replace it. But chatos, that's what I'm saying, oshem also, there's a custom that you have to do this. And I never understood this. Like, why don't you shoot it? Why can't you shoot it? So you're not going to shoot it because it's kosher. Okay, so like this is better. Let it die a gruesome death. Not gruesome. Stop doing that. Hey. I don't get it.
What do they do with human? The Rabbanan had with a human being, right? When they keep up, they feed him barley or something until he.
So he's mechuyav misa.
No, it's Mr. Rabbanan.
Yeah, okay. So you're right. This should not. I should be sensitized to this already. Sam says it the way it is. Well, you're right. No. Because I'm so tired, I'm trying not to fall asleep. So yeah, I'm weak. I'm weak moral character. So we'll take a stop here. What?